Got up to 110 once, the 4th of July, well, day after the 4th, 110 degrees. Otherwise, like today, it was 92 degrees.
Yeah, pretty warm.
Pretty warm, right. and you know, there was a little breeze blowing too, and otherwise, you know, it could have been pretty bad.
If you're out working in the winter and it's really cold, can you get injured because of the cold weather?
Well, you could get frostbite if it's real cold.
Okay. Are there different kinds of frostbite? Are there different names for different kinds of frostbite?
Well, there probably is, but we'll just call it like frostbite if your hands get cold and some get real bad. But what is mostly around your face, you know, you get that frostbite or.
In the fall when it first starts getting cold, and you know the temperature will drop down below zero overnight. What will they call that?
Well, I don't know. It's that sudden change in temperature, you know, and I'm gonna just say that it's gonna, I guess, get cold is all. Okay. Yeah.
Would they call it a frost? What is a frost?
Well, frost is right, and it don't get, you know, won't get below zero usually, but when the temperature drops and it's say 40, 50 degrees, and it'll get down to 20. Yeah, I said, well, you can look for frost tonight, okay, or it's gonna freeze tonight.
Okay. Is that different than a hard freeze?
Well, it depends how cold it gets. See, if it drops too much below 30 degrees, you know, I like say it drops down to 18 degrees, that's pretty hard freeze. Okay. If it, say, drops down to 27, 26, it's just a moderate freeze. Sometimes that kind of a freeze won't kill everything, but if it gets down to 18 degrees, it'll just about kill everything.
So a hard freeze would freeze the ground as well as the plants?
Well, not necessarily. It would to a certain extent, but it'll freeze water. Mm-hmm. And make quite a bit of ice, you know, half inch thick ice or something. It probably freeze the top of the ground if it's wet.
Yeah.
Like when it's dry, like this last fall, like it's been, it's dry all winter, it gets pretty cold, it still doesn't freeze. You can dig that ground, it's just like flour.
Are there different, you mentioned in the winter that you have blizzards, are there different kinds of snow that fall in the wintertime?
Well, sometimes it depends on the temperature again. If it's above 32 degrees quite a bit, it's a good wet snow.
Uh-huh.
And if it's below that, then it's a what we call a dry blowing snow. And usually when it's below 30 degrees, it blows most generally. And if it doesn't, it'll pile up like frost. But then usually the next day the wind blows it all away.
You ever call it a powder?
Powder snow? Well, not probably so, but I just call it a dry snow, you know.
Okay. You mentioned ice that forms on water when it gets cold. Do they have a name for thin ice or for real thick ice? Do people have different names for different kinds of ice that might form?
Well, they may have, but if I do, I don't know of any expression for it.
Okay. And besides snow in the winter, you might have ice falling. What would that be called?
Or sleet.
Okay.
Yeah, sleet or hail.
Okay.
Depending on the size, when it's small, like a shotgun shot, we call it sleet, but if it gets real big, we call it hail. You know, it's, say, a quarter inch or bigger.
Do you ever hear it called snee?
No.
Okay.
I've heard it called snain when it's rain and sleet together. Snee. That's over that Denver forecast, snain.
And what do you call it in the spring when it begins to warm up? The ground begins to warm up after a cold winter.
Hmm. Spring has sprung, I guess, okay, is all.
Do you ever call it a thaw? You ever say it's thawing out?
Thaw. Spring. Yeah, we always call that one in January. We always get that one time they call it the January thaw, but I never heard that word. You call it in the spring a thaw, right? It is, but we have 1 week in January, it's a thaw. Not always, but.
Okay. If it's been a real calm day and no wind, but all of a sudden the wind begins to increase, what would people say? The wind is
changing the weather.
Okay. Would you ever say it's picking?